Time now for your comments and this correction.
Yesterday, as part of our coverage of the GM bankruptcy, we reported on the history of bankruptcy. Our story said the word bankruptcy has its origins in the Greek word for broken bench.
Well, Andrew Jennings of Hillsville, Virginia, wrote us this. In fact, the word is of Italian origin, bancarotta. It does indeed mean broken bench, but instead refers to the benches used by Renaissance Florentine bankers.
We did some of our own research, and as far as we can tell, Mr. Jennings is absolutely right. Bankruptcy has roots in both Italian and French, but alas, Robert, not in Greek.
Not in Greek. Well, now some letters. Yesterday, on our All Tech Considered segment, we heard from one of our reporters about her troubles downloading a movie at home.
Ron Brabson of Chester, Pennsylvania, sent this old-fashioned advice. If you have 6 pieces of electronic equipment and still cannot see a movie, here is a simple low-tech solution. Get in the car, drive to a theater, and experience movies the way they were meant to be, sitting in the dark with others in front of the silver screen. That's entertainment.
Speaking of entertainment, yesterday, NPR's Nina Totenberg took a break from the Supreme Court to report on the Opera Ball here in Washington, D.C. In the course of her story, Nina pointed out opera's influence on cartoons.
Dave Knapp writes from Bellingham, Washington, to say that he is not an opera devotee, but he appreciated that connection between opera and pop culture. And he writes, as the story was ending, my 8-year-old daughter bebops into the kitchen looking for a pre-dinner snack. I quickly notice she is humming every note to Bizet's Habanera. I ask her, do you actually know this song? She replies, rather matter-of-factly, yes, Dad, it's from that Disney movie, The Aristocats. I laughed out loud. She just grinned and went on her way.
Well, thanks for your stories, your corrections, and your complaints. You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us at the top of the page.